The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. It shouldn't be much of a shock for us to hear Jesus use this kind of language as it relates to the opening of the heavens, and we see this throughout the scriptures. For instance, even in Jesus's baptism, we see the language: the heavens were torn open, and the Holy Spirit, like a dove, descended upon him. So, what is then the relationship between the heavens and earth? Right, it has to be that the heavens are much closer than at least our modern conception of things would allow. We know that the life of heaven is the life of God. And in the scriptures, we see also used interchangeably the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And for good reason, and it's for good reason not simply that those words are interchangeable, but that we're talking about the kingdom, the rule or the reign of God, the rule or the reign of heaven, that the life of heaven is meant to be the impetus, the guiding force, the animating principle of earth. We are meant to be governed by heaven. We're meant to be led, ruled by heaven. And as we've seen throughout the scriptures, this isn't, say, rule by oppression. It's not earthly rule. It's not the way that we understand kingdoms to be set up and lived out today. The rule of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is the spreading throughout the world of God's reign of love, God's own gift of self, that's to take hold in human hearts and transform human lives. And this is what Jesus says to his disciples, because in fact this "you" here, "you will see heaven opened," is in the plural. So it's not, he's not speaking specifically to St. Bartholomew, although St. Bartholomew has occasioned this for us. He says, "You," plural, "you all will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." You will see heaven and earth stitched together in me, in Jesus. And that is far greater things, right? You will see greater things than this. And this is what you'll see: the coming together of heaven and earth. This is and this is from the Gospel of John. We said the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, or lived among us, or tabernacled among us. And that language, yeah, is of God coming to be with his people, to live among his people, but it's also temple language. Tabernacled among us. And the temple was that place where heaven and earth came together definitively. and the rule of heaven infiltrated the earth, and God and man came together. And in Jesus, that's what happens. And now we who have life in Jesus are made to take on this same mission, to live lives that would bring heaven to earth. But again, okay, it's not like that we get to do this on our own strength. We get to do this by the gift of God. We can bring heaven to earth because God is pouring his life into us, because God is pouring his love into our hearts. And we are making that love real here in the flesh and blood that we have. And again, it's not a foreign thing for us, because God became flesh and blood. God made his love flesh and blood in Jesus. And he made his love the nourishment and the sustenance of flesh and blood in the Eucharist, so that our whole being, our whole life, who we are, whatever we have, whoever we are, our own flesh and blood, the very things that make up our day-to-day, could be animated also by the love of God, could be renewed, transformed, and made perfect by our partaking in the Eucharist, by partaking in Jesus' life. So here, yes, we will see heaven opened, and we will see the life of heaven rush into the earth, yes, in Jesus, but also in our own hearts and lives. We were made to be conduits of God's blessing. We were made to be vehicles of God's blessing. We were made to bring God's love to life. And those are the greater things that we will see if we give ourselves over to Jesus, if we trust and follow him where he leads, if we walk the way with him.